It's not that bad. That's the mantra of the ruling Socialist Party. We brought in an honorable score, said Prime Minister Manuel Valls soon after polls closed. Party spokesperson Carlos da Silva reiterated the sentiment.
When
you add up all of the votes on the left, the socialists and our usual allies, we did honorably, he said. I heard the predictions that we'd get a slap in the face, but I see now that we're up to the task. Of course, we would have liked to win more seats, he said, but we did well. And while the socialists didn't do that badly, the National Front didn't do that well. There were predictions that the National Front would win over 30% of the vote, said da Silva, and that's not the case. That is a weak argument, though, says the National Front itself. Party leader Marine Le Pen blamed the Prime Minister for waging a nasty campaign against her party, and National Front members have mocked the mainstream parties for not having any platform except being anti-National Front. The only thing they're offering is to fight the National Front, said Julien Sanchez, who was elected mayor of Beaucaire in the Gar region on the National Front ticket in the last local elections. But it's true that the National Front didn't meet expectations. The spin for them is that they did better than the previous departmental elections. Let's compare like with light, said Sanchez. In this case, we came in consistently with better scores than the previous elections. That's not a difficult task, though, as the total number of departmental councillors from the National Front currently is one. But it is a victory for the party with a historic number of candidates on the ballot for a second round. For Sanchez, the choice for voters is clear. They can choose either between an ideological left disconnected from reality, he says, or the right, which governed for 10 years and got nothing done. The choice will be simple, he said. That's the protest vote, of course. The UMP has been banking on its alliance with the centrist UDI to offer a real alternative. To voters. Former Prime Minister Alain Juppé said the main lesson of this round was the success of the unity between the right and the center. And then, speaking soon after party leader Nicolas Sarkozy, he took credit for bringing the center and the right together. This is the strategy I pushed for consistently over the last few months, he said. He's clearly positioning himself against Sarkozy. The two will likely face off in a presidential primary next year. Sarkozy's been head of the UMP since November and has been walking a fine line trying to woo far-right-leaning voters by talking about insecurity and immigration, and yet he insisted there will be no deal between his party and the National Front. No deal, but no support for the socialists either. Valérie Desbordes, national secretary of the UMP, reiterated Sarkozy's insistence not to endorse a socialist candidate just to beat the National Front. We will not call on people to vote for a party that caused the rise of the National Front, she said, referring to the socialists. And we will not call on people to vote for the National Front, which itself has called for the death of the UMP. The UMP's centrist allies, though, have not called for the same thing. UDI President Jean-Christophe Lagarde called on voters to block the far right in the second round by voting for leftist candidates as needed. The second round is less than a week away on Sunday, March 29th. For Radio France International, I'm Sarah Elsass.